And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 7th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of anthropologist-archaeologist Louis Leakey, born in Kabete, Kenya, 1903. Parents were Anglican missionaries. He studied anthropology at a time when most anthropologists believed that human beings had originated in Asia. But Leakey had read Charles Darwin's theory that human beings might have originated in Africa, and he moved back to Africa to try to prove Darwin right, and in 1959 turned up a hominid skull, which was almost 2 million years old, the oldest skull of a close human relative ever found at that point. It's the birthday of the Dutch dancer Mata Hari, born Margaretha Zelle in Leeuwarden in the Netherlands in 1876. She danced professionally in Paris. She occasionally worked in a brothel. She apparently sold some information about France to the Germans in 1916, then later made a deal with the head of French intelligence to spy on the Germans. She was charged with espionage, convicted, executed by firing squad in 1917, though one of her prosecutors later said there wasn't enough evidence against her to flog a cat. It's the birthday of Jane Kramer, 1938, Providence, Rhode Island, wrote for the Village Voice, and then became a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine in 1964, covering European politics, became the magazine's European correspondent. It's the birthday of the essayist and journalist Anne Fadiman, born New York City, 1953, best known as the author of The Spirit Catches You and You Fall Down, about the culture clash between a Hmong family whose daughter has epilepsy and American doctors. Also wrote a best-selling essay collection, Ex Libris, Confessions of a Common Reader. Her mother was a war correspondent in China, Anna Lee Jacoby. Her father, Clifton Fadiman, was a book reviewer and a radio host. Here's a poem for today by Albert Garcia, Tomatoes on Interstate 5. Trucks roll down I-5, trailers full of tomatoes. Almost always they'll spill a few as they round a corner. Hard, small fruit bouncing over asphalt, a bright scattering of red on the road's shoulder of star thistle and tarweed. Maybe you left the house angry over an argument with your wife, words in the air like a whining fan belt. Maybe you're headed down the freeway because it's the fastest way out of town, and you're suddenly sick of the same streets and just have to drive to something new. You're in your car, mind dulled by the flatness of rice fields, the green monotony, when somewhere in your vision's periphery, a pheasant coasts over the road, almost hitting the big rig in front of you. The trucker taps his brakes, and it happens, spilling, filling your view, tomatoes bouncing around your car in a flash of color. So sudden, you wonder if this is real or if it's something else that's made your pulse quicken, your grip tighten on the wheel. In the rear view, you see them roll onto the shoulders, hot gravel, and you can't help it. You keep glancing in the mirror, feeling lucky, wanting to say something, though no one is sitting beside you, and you drive until the small red dots are gone and the road bends into the dreary gray grove of olives. Tomatoes on Interstate 5, a poem by Albert Garcia from A Meal Like That, published by Brick Road Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.